Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
We are coming to you from the University of Manitoba campus.
The radio.
Yeah, the campus station. So we like to talk a lot about video games on this particular show.
Yes.
And my name's Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we have a lot of video games. We buy a lot of video games. We trade in a lot of video games. We just do a lot with video games.
I try to play video games.
Well,
I haven't in a bit. Well, okay, that's a lie. But like, I haven't committed. How about that? Like, I'm not committed to the game I'm currently playing.
We have open relationships with many video games.
I'm sorry about that. That's embarrassing.
We haven't married anyone serious at this time.
Only Dragon Age 2. That's my wife. Anyway.
Well, what games have you been playing in the past little while?
The only game that I started playing was Dying Light. Which I want to call like Dead by Daylight or something like it. It's just sort of a very unfortunately generic zombie game name, right? Like, I feel it's pretty.
Yeah.
Generic. It's not terrible. So it's like it's a 2015 game about zombies. You started playing it before me because I suggested it because it was it's like parkour is the main thing in this sort of thing. Like, obviously zombies is a big thing, but like being able to free run and jump on poles and grab everything.
And I like an open world situation where, you know, I can go and pick and choose missions and explore places. And this was great up until I got to the nighttime side of things where I got too scared and had to put it down.
Hey, did you know that there's a grappling hook eventually in this?
Yeah, that's great. I didn't have it when I got scared.
I actually kind of like this game because, and I'm not a big melee game fan, but this is kind of fun because I found the one thing that I truly love to do in this game, which is kick zombies. I just love to use the kick button. I found the kick button, and it's amazing. I do also feel we have some kind of, like, DLC or special edition because I put on some fancy armor, and I think it made me more powerful. I don't actually know. Regardless, I've been kicking stuff to death, and it's great. I got an achievement for it. Well, it is kind of neat. It's kind of the game where you can just sort of run around a little bit and go look at stuff. I do kind of like, I've noticed some things as in, like, I know that their stuff will respawn in rooms like the day after, which I don't know how keen I am about that, but I get that there's probably a need for a consistent supply amount, like being able to find that. I've got a lot of money. I haven't been able to spend it on anything.
Money's useless in a post-apocalyptic situation.
There is a lot of money, though, around. Like, the zombies have it. You can get it from cash registers. I personally haven't got to the night section. And I was sort of just, like, playing around. Like, I wasn't really doing the things that I was supposed to. I was just sort of, you know, going in houses, looking around, kicking zombies. That's mostly what I was doing. And, it's not bad. It's not the worst zombie game I've played. I've played worse for sure. I like how much of a world there is in this. Like, there's a lot of little details in this that are really neat.
I think the next thing we should both check out is the option to be a zombie.
Yeah, because there is an option to be a zombie in this game. And I wonder, because so there is sort of like the thing with this, obviously the title is called Dying Light. And so the thing is, after, once it gets dark, the fast zombies come out. And so the scary fast zombies come out and they're the ones that can chase you. And they're way faster than every other zombie and they're a little more vicious.
They can jump, they can track you.
Which compared to the other zombies, they can kind of just like, they can follow you, but they can like, they basically will fall off of things. It's kind of funny to watch. There is like, obviously, I think the first thing you sort of get in, like, your weapons are kind of, they're very, I don't know, very rudimentary. Like, I have a variety of pipes and wrenches. And then
you eventually get a board, a big wooden board.
Wow. I know there's sort of like there's about 100 different weapons in this, like, and primarily most of them are melee. I know there's some, like, there's crossbows, which in some cases I would like. But at this point in time, like, it is very much a melee focused game, which I'm not the biggest into, but I don't know. Like,
I like me a good melee game, but I do not like running away from things that are zombies.
I'm okay
mostly
with
I have
that.
A problem with zombies.
That's legit. I'm okay with running away from zombies. Like, if, like, I can run away from stuff really good. I'm good at that. I'm good at button mashing sometimes. But yeah, so let's talk about the game that you've actually been, like, sinking time into.
Yeah, so on January 17th, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Sharp FE Encore.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. It's a very long title.
It's a little bit of a mouthful.
Just a little bit. It came out on the 17th, and it is...
For the Switch. Specifically, because this is a 2015 game for the Wii U, which was sort of like... I don't want to say it kind of was a sleeper hit, but I also think it wasn't that well received... It just in general, and maybe just because people were like looking at it and were like confused at what it was, because it is a combination of Shin Megami Tensei, so Persona series / Shin Megami Tensei, and Fire Emblem, which, like, one is a sort of very heavy JRPG, and the other is a tactics-based JRPG. And so, obviously, the JRPG aspect combines, but they're pretty different. Like,
they're very different properties as far as gameplay goes.
Well, and even developers. Like, and, yeah. One's Atlus and one's Nintendo, which they're... So, it's a really interesting crossover. Like, I remember seeing it, and I was like... That's very weird. Like, I always like the art. It's pretty because it's, you know, it's that Fire Emblem / Persona art style, and it's good.
It's sort of a coming home for the Shin Megami Tensei people because they did start on Nintendo.
Yeah.
So this shouldn't be too weird. It's extremely Japanese culturally in this game.
Yeah.
It's,
maybe that's why people just didn't get it, but I don't know. Like, well, I don't know why people, like, when it first came out, it really wasn't that people didn't really care about it.
So this one doesn't have any English voice acting that I've discovered yet. It's all subtitles.
Maybe you have to beat it first and then it'll unlock.
Please don't miss
it. Then you can do it.
But it takes place in a world with idols, which is a very Japanese thing where there's pop stars, actors, dancers. What a world where they have, like, a high standard for their celebrities. And you can start off as being, like, a basic idol in training, which is essentially what you are. And idols in this world, a lot of them have this special power to adopt Fire Emblem characters as their persona.
Yeah. I was like, see, there's the thing also is that neither of these things are, like, very akin to... either series. Like, yeah, we're gonna make them idols. That's like it's just very funny. And all of a sudden, like, I will be I'll be watching you play, and then all of a sudden there'll be like a full-on animated music video of one of the characters singing, which it's like, it's great, but it's just sort of like, what am I watching?
These tie into the story. These are scheduled
somehow.
Events.
Like, it's really funny. I just really love that they really did go all out. Like, this is like a legit beefy game. Like, it visually looks quite pretty. Like, the titles and like the UI is pretty good. Some of it's kind of ugly and I feel a little dated, but most of it's pretty on point.
It's for 5 years ago. Like, this is what I'm dealing with. It's you get all the standard Persona / Shin Megami Tensei attacks. So you got, like, Zio, Agi, Bufu, which are, like, fire, thunder, and
ice
and wind.
And all of those.
You get all those. So you got those attacks. You get the turn-based of the Shin Megami Tensei. And I haven't seen any of the tactics at all. There's really very, very little of the Fire Emblem tactics. But now we're playing more with the characters.
Aren't they? And the characters aren't actually, like, these characters are just, like, almost 100% made up, like, for this game. Like, they're not.
No, these are all actual.
Oh, right. They are.
They're called Mirages, not Personas in this one, Alice. But all your Mirages are Fire Emblem characters.
Yes.
So you get Crom, Saida, Tharja. They're all legit Fire
Emblem. They're all there.
They're all there. And Fire Emblem is known for having so many characters.
Yes.
There are way too many characters, so you have to have, like, you can't have classics like Marth, or that's really the only Fire Emblem character I
Roy is the name of one of them.
These are like the grandparents of these
and
particular
Paul.
Characters.
No, they all, yeah, yeah. But, we're not. I'm sorry, Fire Emblem fans. Like, I've been thinking about dipping my toes into the newest Fire Emblem, Three Houses, just because I've heard good things, but at the same
time.
We're
going to pick it up someday.
Yeah, we'll get it someday. We'll cave someday. Don't worry. I'll figure out what Fire Emblem is about and see if I hate it or love it.
You know what? It's an incredibly good game. Like, I do have the 3DS Fire Emblem, and I loved it a lot until it just. There was a point where I had to put it down and play something else for a while because you can get very involved, and I hate admitting this, but I do lose interest after about 30 to 40 hours of the game.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm really sorry.
30 to 40, maybe like 10.
Give me some credit here. Okay. But no, it is an incredibly easy game to pick up where you remember how hard the Persona games could be.
Yes, they can be punishing, right? And that's why you have those little fun magical items that they give you 10 of at the beginning of Persona 4 if you're a big weenie like me.
So, well, particularly Persona 3 could be incredibly punishing, and this one kind of dulls that by giving you an option of going in for training or going in to learn different skills or finding different items. You got like 3 special options to raise up your level if you're struggling a bit.
I was like,
with very
maybe,
little penalty.
Maybe back in the day you just didn't want to grind. I used to love to grind.
Well, like, the thing with Persona 3 is you had that tired mechanic where if you went too long, you get tired and then you wouldn't be able to do anything the day after. Because this had a timing thing as well.
Well, they all do. Like, and I would say even Persona like 4 has that mechanic as well. I guess it's just a little more lenient because you can, but I know exactly what you mean because you can get like sick and stuff. And, you know.
So this is a much more forgiving game in my opinion, which makes it, I think, a little bit better for people who are looking for a good JRPG to get themselves into.
It's very cute.
It is incredibly cute. Like, these are, this is quite the anime-esque game. Like, you, I started it up and next thing I hear is you from the other room saying, "What are you watching?"
Yeah, I did. I forgot that you got that game, and I forgot what it was sort of about because I was aware it's about like idols and singing. Like, it has Sharp in it, which is like
a musical
thing, which is so funny. Yeah, but I forgot because it was the most J-poppy thing I'd ever heard, and I was like, "Wow, what?" But it's like. It's a very interesting game. It's very much like a Persona game, I would say.
And it takes place in Tokyo, and they took a lot of different locations from Tokyo and put them into this game. So you got the Shibuya district, you get Harajuku. I haven't gotten to Harajuku yet.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, on like the cover, like, Shibuya is featured. Like, So it does very much hail to that Persona thing. Obviously, we're not in like a medieval-esque battlefield with magic and Pegasuses, right?
Well, there is Pegasuses.
I know, but they're Persona Pegasuses. They're not like an everyday thing that just you're just like, "Oh yeah, I'm taking my Pegasus to work." I'm sorry, I don't know anything about Fire Emblem.
But well, because your main female character that you start off with, her Mirage is Pegasus Knight.
So, yes. No, I know there's Pegasuses. Yeah, I get it. But not real Pegasuses in every day.
So it's, I just really, really like this game.
Yeah.
And again, I love how it's easy to pick up because I have done a lot of JRPGs that are just really grueling at first.
Yeah.
They're very hard to keep going. And I want to find out the stories because you do get side stories with the other characters, kind of like how you do the confidant quests in Persona.
Yes, it is exactly.
But this is
so Persona-y. It's I don't understand the combination because they just have sort of little flavors of Fire Emblem. Like, and that's, once again, that's fine because maybe people like Persona, but I feel people also really like Fire Emblem. So I don't know, man. It just seems like the funniest crossover to me.
But it is good. I do recommend you pick it up and check it out, especially if you are waiting to...
I'm not going to play it, probably.
You're just going to watch me play it?
Yeah, like, I think, if anything, this makes me want to play Persona 5. Like, I think that'll be the next thing I kind of want to play.
Which we are going to pick up Persona 5 Royal, because
that's like Christmas thing. I'm pretty sure that's not going to come out till Christmas.
Oh.
I betcha.
Oh, well.
Dollars to donuts.
I'll be excited to get it again,
mm-hmm.
so I can get all the extra stuff. And
maybe beat it.
And maybe beat it, and also see the... they have the protagonists from the previous two games as extra bosses.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, My one thing with Tokyo Mirage Sessions is that, once again, your main character is boring.
He is boring. He is not exactly the most thrilling of characters. He's supposed to be the everyman character.
And that's fine, but everyman doesn't mean boring man.
Give me a good protagonist that has personality.
My favorite, and I always think about this protagonist, which is Zidane from Final Fantasy IX, because he stopped being a broody sort of dark boy, and he was very peppy and bright and kind of, he was funny. And I was like, that's the boy I want to know about his story. I will follow him and his little monkey tail. Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can get into a conversation on the creation of the character that you're supposed to be.
You create a, is it a creation thing?
No, you don't get to create anything in this other than weapons.
Oh, okay.
Just the everyman character. Give me a character that has a really good sense of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an in-depth character that has a good backstory other than childhood friend who is always agreeable.
Oh, man. It is harping on it a little bit, but it is kind of in vain because it is very much what it is. Like, Tokyo Mirage Sessions is a very, very, very heavily anime influenced game. Like, it's has all the tropes, has all the characters, has the J-pop, you know,
and
that's not
and
saying,
the fancy costumes.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it is what it is. Like, it very much is. Like, that's what it went for, and that's fine.
Anyway, so I'll be playing more of that throughout the week, and I'll probably come back with more to say about it.
And hopefully you finish it.
I'm not guaranteeing anything. I finished one game this year that I thought I wouldn't finish.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to finish any other games.
That's
a lie, and you know it.
Okay.
Anyway, what about new games coming out? Are you excited for any that are predicted?
No. Not really, honestly. I will say, I'm interested, but I don't know how, much I want to play them. The one thing that I'm kind of more interested in, well, actually, that's a very big lie. Kingdom Hearts DLC comes out, and I will play that. That's the thing I'm excited for. I'll play that. That's it. But
we only have a month to wait for that.
I know, but I just have to wait a while, and I don't like it. Anyway, the other thing that's coming out that is actually interesting is Dreams for the PlayStation 4. And this is by, I believe, the creators of Little Big Planet.
Was this the game building one?
Yeah, it's the game building one, which is really neat. And I think it's already been in beta or alpha or whatever. But enough that there are already worlds. Like, the basis of this is that it's sort of you can go and play games that people have created, which is interesting. But basically, Dreams has a very huge, like, game creator mode. Like, not only can you play through stuff, but it's very easy to add stuff, create stuff, draw stuff, add lighting, add AI, and you can play. There's just a bunch of different of games that people have made up, and you can go through that. And I think that's amazing. I love it.
I'd imagine they'd have the same stipulation as Mario Maker, where you have to beat this particular game before you can release it out into the wild.
Probably. Like, I honestly don't know what the stipulations are for it, but it does look really interesting. It visually looks really good. Obviously, the levels will be, you know, they will all be different because they're all based on, you know, how many people or do whatever, or how many people work on one. I would assume it's mostly one person working on one. But yeah, it looks good. Oh, yeah, I guess the other one that, okay, here's another one that I actually do care about that's coming out later this week, actually, which is Kentucky Route Zero, finally. And I think it might be finally done, like all the whole thing. And Kentucky Route Zero is one that I've been following for a really long time. Like, it's sort of, it's been an episodic one.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's incredibly beautiful. It's, I believe it's actually a 3D game, but it looks very 2D. And it's sort of a point-and-click interactive story adventure. And you're sort of driving along, and there's sort of different stories happening. It's very weird. It is beautiful, though. It has absolutely fantastic music. Visuals are really cool. I've just been waiting for it to come out, like, to finish the whole thing so I could just watch or play the whole thing.
I guess, well, this comes out on January 28th on PlayStation
everything.
4. Yeah, everything.
Well, not, like, iPad, which is too bad. I'd play it on the iPad, too, but I'm actually excited. I would like to play it on the, it's coming out for the Switch, which is great. Because I would play it on the Switch. I really loved it when I got to play it. Like, I think I've played the first two or three chapters, and it's wonderful. I'm really excited. Another one that did come out already is To the Moon for Switch. And To the Moon, I've played a while ago, and it's wonderful. I would say.
Another point and click idea?
It is a little RPG maker game that,
ooh,
yeah, it's very story driven, though. And it's sort of about you're trying to find memories of something to help someone go to the moon. And I don't really want to spoil, like, what it's about, but it's, like, incredibly emotional. It's really well done, like, especially for it does. I don't know if they've redone it in this way, but it did use, you know, the RPG Maker. So RPG Maker, for those of you who don't know, is like a tool / game maker, and it does have assets sort of already built in, and those.
But you can make your own as well. That's the cool thing about it.
Yes, and so obviously they did make their own, but they were sort of based off of the assets that were already there, which is fine. But it's beautiful. It's a really wonderful little game, and it's usually really cheap. Like, it's a nice little game, and it came out for the Switch.
And there have been several games, independently made games through RPG Maker, that have come on our radar before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's
RPG
a bunch
Maker games aren't bad in any way. It's a great tool. Like, one of my favorite ones was Yume Nikki, which was, like, I don't want to say the OG, like, indie RPG, but it was a little bit, like,
it was a weird one. It was,
cult classic, right, kind of thing at this point in time. It did inspire a lot of games. I would say it probably, in some ways, inspired bits of Undertale, for sure.
The other one was The Witch House, was it not? Was that what it was called?
I think it's The Witch's House. It's something like that.
A genuinely scary pixel RPG game.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good ones. And that one was recently, I think, like, remastered and redone with, like, updated graphics and stuff, which is cool. That one's very violent, though. So I would say, also it's scary. And it's funny that I can handle certain scary games and play them, but I couldn't do that. It's too
so well done.
It's
even
really
as a
stressful. Yeah. Yeah, there's like death around every corner, and you're like, I don't want my little pixel body to be squished again. There's like a terrible teddy bear scene where giant teddy bears can squish you. It's just a very, it's kind of weird. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, so that's some of the new releases coming up or have been out. I'm still going to check out Oddworld Stranger's Wrath because I want a good 3D platformer, and that's been brought out on the Switch now. So.
And, well, so Oddworld is...
Oddworld was a strange platformer, which we do have...
one of them?
We have the first one on the PlayStation 4. And it wasn't quite what I was expecting because I know Oddworld Stranger's Wrath is very different. It came out in the early thousands, and it was one of those games that people would try to speed run. They had television episodes on how to beat this. I remember
I know Oddworld, but I'm like, is this one a remaster?
This one is a remaster. Okay. It's an HD remaster for the Switch.
Okie dokie. I get it. So, I guess another one just to mention that obviously is coming out is Animal Crossing, right? Like, that's a pretty big one. Also here, I just point right here. Also, I lied. Persona 5 Royal is coming out the end of March. Which is great.
I gotta make more money for March.
Yeah, it was like, and the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is also Nioh 2. There's quite, like, March is looking pretty good, especially, like, there's the Doom games as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, for those of you who are interested, I personally am not, and that's fine. But yeah, like, Kingdom Hearts, you know, I'm a Kingdom Hearts fan. I can understand why people... really don't like it. I get that, but at the same time, I remember it was like one of my first favorite games, and I was like, video games are amazing. This is it for me. It's over. I love it. So I'm excited for that. I think already there's an update where you can play as Kyrie, which is great because Kyrie is probably my favorite Kingdom Hearts character ever. I've loved her since the beginning, and I won't stop loving her.
Mine, too, because she doesn't say heart every sentence.
Oh, man.
Every second sentence is different than every sentence.
It's fine. I'll allow you to slay. You're not wrong. That's the thing. Like, I can't be like, hey, Megan, shut up. Stop slamming Kingdom Hearts. But you're not wrong, because that's what happens.
It's a very heartfelt game.
Shh. It's wonderful. I can't wait to hear about Hearts for another 30 hours. I'm very excited for the DLC, actually. Like, it's gonna be fun.
There's a lot of games coming out for 2020. We're very excited, but for now, I've got me a crossover that's also its own unique idea that I'm getting through. So
you wonder maybe if this one does well, they might make a sequel.
That's true. That would be very cool, and have like more influence with the two root games, please.
Yeah, I'm just confused. That's all. You can call it whatever you want. You can add Pokemon in there and just have no Pokemon. And I'll be like, okay.
Persona's pretty much Pokemon, but dark.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
There's that Hee-Ho guy.
Jack Frost. I love him. Anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.